Backseat Quickies, Episode 9, The Help.
Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow.
Okay, hello Backseat Quickie fans. This is Sam, filling in for Scott for a change of pace. This week we are talking about the directorial debut of Tate Taylor doing The Help. Now, those of you who are unfamiliar with The Help, it was a 2009 award-winning novel by Kate Stockett, and it's the story of two maids and a white woman who are trying to find a way to remove the Civil Rights Act of the 1960s in Jacksonville, Mississippi. So the story stars Emma Stone as Eugenia Skeeter, and she's a young woman who just got out of journalism school. And she is someone who's looking to write her first big hit, but unfortunately gets stuck doing the columns of Miss Myrna, who happens to be a cleaning lady who anonymously, of course, has given tips to the Jacksonville wives about how to clean their houses. Of course, not satisfied by this, she goes to a party where a lot of her high school socialite friends, who are now married with many a children, she sees that there's plenty of help. What they mean by help, of course, is black women who are employed as maids for the households to take care of the children, clean the house, that sort of thing. And she's given an idea that she would love to write a novel from the perspective of black maids who are taking care of white people's children. But in order to do this, it has to be done in secret. So enter Abilene Clark, who is one of the other perspectives of the story. And Abilene has the unfortunate aspect of her son was killed by white supremacists. Abilene really, really has distaste for the way that in which she's treated by white folk. She's been taking care of May Mobley Leafoot, which is a young toddler, and it's the last child she ever takes care of. Then the other perspective switches to a woman named Minnie, who is this fat, boisterous, very awesome character who, let's put it this way, she can barely hold a job considering some of the profanities that she spouts. One favorite incident, of course, being she forces someone to eat her shit. The story is pretty gruesome in some ways. You have a lot of racial slander. It's a very accurate portrayal of how Jackson was in the 60s. You have people, of course, telling colored people that they can't go to the bathroom in the same bathrooms because they have quote-unquote different diseases. You have other people telling them that they can't sit on the front of the bus, that if there's an incident, they have to get off the bus. For a film, I mean, the acting is completely stellar. You have Emma Stone playing Eugenia, and she's fabulous. She's very, you know, someone who's very sympathetic towards the characters in the story. You have Viola Davis playing Abilene, and she's amazing to watch. I mean, especially just with the way that she shows the level of how fed up she is with the way in which the civil rights movement is going. And then finally you have Octavia Spencer, who's popular as a comedian, playing Minnie. And just the way that she delivers her lines, the boisterous level of her personality, it just really fits the tone of the story. So the acting is just completely superb. In terms of how it's shot, it's stunning. It is a very stunning looking movie. You can tell that the level of detail put in to make sure that Jackson looks the way it's supposed to during the civil rights movement. Just the amount of detail, the amount of work, it's very stellar. Also to note that Catherine Stockett, the author, specifically told Tate Taylor that it could not be filmed anywhere but Jackson. Had to be Jackson, and you can tell that they just dolled the movie up to look the way that it was supposed to. There's not a lot of music to speak of in the film, and what little is there, it's just to sort of add to the atmosphere of the intensity of the racism. I mean, they have a lot of stock footage of JFK being shot, Martin Luther King, Reverend Jackson, all these people who are influential to that movement. They're all plastered throughout the film in different scenes. In terms of an adaptation, I mean, the novel itself is just under 500 pages. A lot of the critics are panning it for being a bit too, let's put it this way, it's not a faithful adaptation in some ways. Problem is, though, is that if this were a faithful adaptation, the movie would be at least 5 hours long. That being said, I think what they've kept to make it a good film, it's there, it works, and for the most part, I mean, the movie is almost 2 hours and 45 minutes, so I think that's a substantial amount. Not to mention just the people that they've chosen to act as these characters is just, it's superb. And they, you can tell that they've all read the material and they've all figured out how the characters are supposed to act, how they're supposed to react to certain types of situations. The racism in this story is very uncomfortable. I mean, you have people like the KKK coming out, and it's very scary. It's very scary. You can see how the characters are afraid to be living in a place like Jackson. I mean, to quote Minnie, Jackson is hell. And it just the way that everything is shot, the way that they've taken the source material, they've managed to make it so believable. And that's how well this film works. I suppose on a scale, I'd give this about a 4.5 out of 5. I'm not generally somebody who scores films high, but I think you can see the love and devotion they went into adapting this film. And I think that you owe it yourself to see it, you owe it yourself to read the novel, and before you look at it and say, oh, this looks like a chick flick, it's not. It's something that, though, you have to go in with the right mindset, and if you don't, you will feel very uncomfortable, you will feel very nervous. But if you go into it with a good mindset, there's a really wonderful story being told, and just, you'll feel good about it by the time you come out of it. This is Sam. Take care.
Wow, 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 wow,